I think you are the best moderator I have ever had thus far. All right, thank you so much, everyone, for coming to join us today to talk about the Convergence Partnership and building a movement within philanthropy. And so good to hear that we have very different perspectives in the room, and really looking forward to a rich discussion. So let's get started. So my name, as Karen mentioned, is Amanda Navarro. I'm an associate director at PolicyLink. PolicyLink is a national research and action institute that focuses on advancing economic and social equity by lifting up what works. The PolicyLink is actually the program director for the Convergence Partnership and Prevention Institute, also located in Oakland, California. Is a national nonprofit organization that is dedicated to improving community health and equity through effective primary prevention. And they provide the research and strategic advisory role for the partnership. So the partnership is a collaborative that came together in 2006 with six major funders and the CDC to think about how to move the vision of healthy people in healthy places through multi-field, equity-focused policy and environmental change efforts. The partnership consists of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Nemours, W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Kaiser Permanente, the California Endowment, Kresge Foundation, and the CDC acts as our technical advisor. So when the partnership came together back in 2006, there were two things that the partners really believed in and were committed to as a collective, which is that place matters, that where you live impacts how you live, and really thinking very comprehensively of all of the different sectors and fields and issues that are impacting our health today. So how we're looking at communities, particularly those disparities and inequities in low-income communities and communities of color, and how we can transform them into communities of opportunity, where there are safe parks, where there's safe sidewalks, where there's actual grocery stores serving quality fresh fruits and vegetables, better performing schools, and good public transportation. But this also signifies for the partnership the need to bring together a very broad network of experts and leaders and advisors, practitioners and advocates and activists in a way that we can all think about solutions together. Secondly, the partnership came together with the belief that policy matters, and that in order to create long-term sustainable change, there really is a need to focus on policy and environmental change. And of course, not to dismiss all of the wonderful programmatic activities that are really helping to make an impact on the epidemics that we're currently facing. But the partnership was very intentional in thinking about moving on policy and environmental change and understanding that in order to make healthy choices, you needed to provide environments that are supportive of those choices. But also recognizing that policies are not traditionally thought of in the respect of just health policies and looking at just health policies, but looking at other policies as well, such as transportation, land use, education, and economics, and understanding that all of those are going to have health consequences. And I would also say that policies, in the way that the partnership is really trying to inform policy change, is really looking at equity in all policies. How do these policies either hinder or promote health, and in particular reduce and eliminate inequities. So the goal of the partnership is to accelerate and amplify efforts to create environments that support healthy people and healthy places. And the three core strategies of the partnership include, as I had mentioned, it must be equity focused. Both really understanding that in order to really address these epidemics, we must look at the communities that are most in need and have the highest disparities in order to really make a substantial impact, but also understanding that in order to create these changes, we could not do it absent the voices of those community leaders and members that are most affected by these disparities, that they must be at the table, and as many of my colleagues say, that they also must have the opportunity to set the menu. I have talked already about the policy change and the importance of policy change, but I'll quickly talk about multi-field partnerships. And that's at the very core of the partnerships work, is really thinking about this idea of how do you build this connective tissue and really bring together all of these different siloed sectors and fields, and really thinking about much more comprehensive solutions and long-lasting solutions for healthy communities. So the National Partnership over the past few years has been working on multiple issues, and this is really going towards the idea of sustainability, not just working on one project or one grant-making initiative, but on a variety of efforts. And the first that they actually started out with was the access to transportation as it relates to the built environment. And the partnership has partnered with the American Public Health Association, as well as Transportation for America Coalition, to really begin to infuse the message of health and equity into its transportation policy advocacy. And we have seen quite a bit of success in being able to bring the importance of health and equity into the advocacy messages, and I think certainly we are in our biggest challenge yet to be able to really move transportation policy as we see it in order to create equitable communities. As far as access to healthy foods, the partnership has been supporting the development of a national healthy food financing initiative. This is modeled after the Pennsylvania Fresh Food Financing Initiative. How many of you have heard of the Pennsylvania Fresh Food Financing Initiative? Okay, a few of you. So the Pennsylvania Fresh Food Financing Initiative is a loan financing program that was developed and seeded by the state legislature to create this program to incentivize the development of grocery stores in underserved communities, both rural and urban. And the model has been so successful in the sense of not only increasing access to healthy foods, but it has also created over 5,000 jobs across the state, and it has helped to revitalize the economic base of these neighborhoods. And as a result of those successful outcomes, PolicyLink with the partnership with the Reinvestment Fund and the Food Trust came together to really advocate for the development of a fresh food financing initiative, which is now in place. And currently the partnership is having conversations with a variety of partners and stakeholders and leaders around how to best influence the farm bill and how best to really move and change the legislation to promote equity and health. The partnership has also engaged in a variety of federal policy advocacy efforts, and this has ranged from providing recommendations and guidance and principles to health reform, to the Community Putting Prevention to Work program, as well as a transformation grant program, and also sustainable communities that came out of HUD and child nutrition reauthorization. The partnership also believes that what's central to creating this movement of healthy people and healthy places must also be supported at the local and the regional level, and not just addressing these national policy issues. And so it has really helped to support and invest in areas around physical activity, specifically how to bring together violence prevention efforts with healthy eating, active living efforts. We currently have a pilot project across six communities that's bringing together a multi-field community team that also includes a youth advocate. And that youth advocate has been the lead on a photo voice project that has helped to document the conditions of their neighborhoods through photos and through video, and are actually up on YouTube and other areas to really show what are the current conditions of the communities, but how they can advocate for policy change within with their local leadership and with policymakers. And it's just wonderful to see the different types of photos and videos that have come out of that project and the real impact that the youth have made. And then as far as the philanthropic initiatives, there are two major initiatives that the partnership has supported. The first is the Innovation Fund, which is a two-year matching grant that is engaging local funders to support community partnerships focusing on improving health and equity through land use and food access strategies. So this grant program is actually seeking to catalyze a shift in the foundation's investments and in providing opportunities for local organizations to also shift their efforts. So foundations are shifting their portfolios or expanding their portfolios in a way that's really helping to promote policy change through food access issues and also built environment issues. And Justine will talk a little bit about that as she is an Innovation Fund partner. And then secondly, the Regional Convergence Philanthropic Initiative is an initiative to apply the national partnership model in regions across the country. We are currently working with 15 regions that are developing funder collaboratives across the country, and those funder collaboratives are working to engage advocates and practitioners to again come up with policy solutions that will have a statewide impact. So this is a map that we currently developed, and when this map was first developed a few years ago, it only mapped the Innovation Fund partners and the Convergence Regional Convergence Partnerships. And the Regional Convergence Partnerships are the states that have the lines across, and the stars are the two convergence initiatives. But over time, and even in the past couple of years, we've seen so much momentum across the country, so many different federal initiatives, other foundation initiatives that are happening, and this is really being able to show us what are the opportunities to be able to connect and to be able to coordinate all of these efforts in a way that is much more meaningful and much more significant as far as impact in policy change. So as the partnership is moving forward and has launched into its second strategic plan for the next 3 years, the partnership has had various conversations around what are our next steps and what do we want to do moving forward. Some of the core ideas that have come out from the partnership's discussions are the need to be audacious and to show leadership in meeting new challenges and changes. And specifically, as we're seeing in the census data, we now know that a majority of people of color in this country will come to fruition sooner than we originally thought. And seeing those major demographic changes in our country are going to necessitate very different conversations and very different strategies, and the partnership is really trying to think innovatively about what are those new strategies. But that's also necessitating the need to be nimble and strategic in this current climate, which is politically and economically very challenging, and also, again, thinking about where do we do this in different places. When we think about equity and when we think about addressing inequities, we need to be very strategic and intentional about where we're placing our efforts. So the priorities for the partnership have been to really think about, well, what are the people and the place-based approaches that we can help to support in the coming years? How do we further advance an equity agenda through our efforts? And part of this relates to how do we change this narrative on health? How do we broaden it in a way where others will see their role and contribution to being able to address the disparities that we're facing? But also, given our current climate, we're also needing to think about our reactive and proactive strategies, needing to think about keeping our eye on the prize, but also how do we respond to the different changes and needs and conditions and urgencies that we're seeing today at the federal, regional, and local level. So with that, I'll end it and turn it over to Linda.
Okay. Yes, 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 yes.